current statute expressly says that the veto is to be taken up at the next regular meeting. That's the basis upon which, when asked, I advise the board that pursuant to the express language of the municipal code, they have to wait for the next regular meeting.
How can the board accept Mr. Jumper's veto when it is completely illegal, sir?
No one on the board, certainly myself, are endorsing.
You are. You're approving you. You're giving what he's asking for, sir.
So what we have here is a potential legal dispute over whether there was an effective veto. And the most conservative approach to comply with the express language of the municipal code is to acknowledge the veto and override it as provided in the municipal code. To do otherwise would expose the village and all of the taxpayers to potential litigation that would stretch out the annexation approval, perhaps even beyond 30 days.